Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. She wears many hats in our community. She is so busy. MJ Thompson with Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee joins us to talk about the Swan release, which is coming up. MJ, good to see you.
Good to see you too.
We've got the Swan release coming up that, of course, Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee is a big part of this. Let's remind folks the date coming up.
Okay, it's April 6th. The swans get released from the winter quarters at exactly 2 p.m., They will be getting piped down by the Stratford Police Pipes and Drums, which we're very excited, and they donate their time to this, so we're very grateful for them doing that. This year, we have 12 swans.
Okay.
And that's a couple more from last year. There is a mated pair, and they usually go to, like, the storm retention pond, so they very often end up there. But while they all start out on the river, on the Avon River, they very, very often they make their way to the Stratford Country Club or, you know.
They get around.
They do get around. We want to encourage people not to feed them. If they want to throw seed down or whatever, like something like that is fine, but definitely no bread, nothing with gluten or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. There are predators on the river, which, you know, we always are concerned about because there are mink, turtles, and, you know, other critters that like to pick up the little cygnets as they go. But, you know, we encourage people to take lots of pictures because that's one of the things. It's the beauty of the Avon River and Tom Patterson Island, and you see the swans around. I mean, it's very picturesque, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely.
In terms of Stratford. But I want to also talk a little bit about how long it's been around.
Yeah.
They started walking the birds down from the winter quarters were actually built in 73. But I think what was the parade for a long time was started by Ted Blows and a group of people that, you know, really wanted to capitalize on the beauty and focus on the fact that the birds got released each year. So that started in 1984. And while Ted is gone, a lot of his legacy in many areas is still here. I was lucky to count him as a friend, and we still miss him today.
Mm-hmm.
So typically, the birds are released from the quarters. They get kind of antsy because they know once they hear the pipes warming up, they know it's time to go to the river. Now, the newer birds, you know, you see them kind of looking around when you go out to the winter quarters and you see them all getting ready. The birds that have done it before, they know.
They know the drill. It's not their first rodeo.
You got it. So they know exactly what's going on. So as soon as they hear it. But yeah, we're very excited. We want people to pay attention to the barriers that we have up there. And listen to the volunteers because we're really there to protect the birds. That's why Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee has volunteers at this event so that we can protect the birds. And while there aren't that many, you'll get a photo op at some point. We never know how many people are going to show up because it's typically the first Sunday in April. They leave exactly at 2 p.m.
And you never know what the weather, you know.
We never know what the weather's going to do. I know through COVID they were, you know, spirited down to the river on a random walk. There was no formal event the first year. But typically we are very cautious for their safety.
Mm-hmm.
So pay attention to the people that are wearing the we have vests that we're wearing.
Yeah, the volunteers, everybody helping out. Yeah,
that's right. So we're easily identifiable, and we all will have name tags on, so you'll be able to identify us. We also have the Mute Swan Society. They're coming, and they're going to have a tent. And so they have a sample of a swan egg. They have coloring pages for the kids, and they have educators, basically, on the swans and how they live and, you know, their habitat and all those things. So we're really excited that Kelly and her crew are coming this year. I met them a couple of years ago, and I'm really enthusiastic about their offering of knowledge because this is something that they're very passionate
about.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. And it is wonderful to have the Swan Parade. As you mentioned, during the COVID years, it was kind of lean, but we're back to that. I'm always fascinated by people come from far and wide. This is not a parade that goes on all that long, if you will, but people come just to see this.
Well, it's interesting because since COVID, we have not advertised the event. This is the only kind of expression of it existing is doing local radio, and I noticed there was something in the papers about it already. We haven't, this is the first time I've talked about it this year because it is technically a release, and we'd like to keep it that way. We don't want to get back into the days where it was just unmanageable.
Gotcha. So we should refer to this as a swan release.
A swan release. Mm-hmm. And
even though they are piped along.
You got it. Quinn Millott and his team are amazing. I mean, they spend a lot of time with these birds, so they know them well. They mm-hmm. know them extremely well.
Yeah.
And so when they're leaving the winter pen, it's a very exciting time for them too,
yeah.
because their babies are gone out onto the river for the next few months.
Yeah, and it's just that real first sight of spring and summer in Stratford for sure.
Well, it's definitely the indicator, and we like being a part of it.
Yeah, and again, thank you to everyone with Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee. So it is the Swan Release for Sunday, April 6th, and that's at 2 o'clock. And we'll share details, of course, on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. But again, MJ, as you really spotlighted, listen to the volunteers, be respectful, and there are going to be plenty of photo opportunities, so don't be pushing and shoving or anything of that nature.
Some of the best pictures happen when the birds are in the water, so even if you don't want to see the parade and you station yourself on the other side of the river and you have a decent camera, some of the best pictures come from that angle as well, and I think people need to think about that.
And I know something like this, MJ, you always look forward to this. This is something, you know, one of the many events with Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee that's near and dear to your heart. It's such a big part of this community.
Yeah, this is, I've been doing it since 2010 this time. I've been involved in the Swan Parade and / release. But I also was involved back in the late 90s, early 2000s, when I worked in Stratford before. And it's an event that I really enjoy. I know my granddaughter grew up watching them, and it's exciting to see how it's just changed over the years.
Mm-hmm. And here we are once again. MJ Thompson with Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee about the Swan Release for Sunday, April 6th. And we're so looking forward to it. And bring on the spring summer weather too. MJ, thanks so much.
Have a good day.